So welcome in. We're going to continue the sixth parak Masilas Yesharim. We have begun to look at the sixth parak, which opens our discussion.
Opens our discussion of Zeriza. We're looking at, okay, we have a sense of the significance of life. Let's talk about energy. Let's talk about jumping in. And Ramchal, of course, the sixth parak has begun to develop the notion of Zeriza. We had left off in the middle of a sketch, a vignette, that Shlomo HaMelech faced. Initially, in Parak Abdaud, talks about walking down a rural road, passing a field, passing a vineyard, of someone who's incredibly lazy. And he looks around, and it's so overgrown, and it's so overrun with weeds. The ech then, okay, ashus lidi, and it's quoted in Yud, section Yud. Again, here we are, Parak Vav, in the Safari edition, chapter, it's Parak Vav, which the Safari edition is. The Safari edition is a paragraph Yud, paragraph 10. And the fellow is walking by, Shlomo HaMelech described himself as walking along this field. And Ech Zeh Anochi Asher Esliti. I see the picture. I took it to heart. I looked at it. I saw that. I took Musa. They have that expression that to our ears is a Yiddish expression, to take Musa from something. So here we see it as a...
The conference has been muted.
Here we see it as an expression of the Tanakh. Lakachti Musar, and you see what happens when you're asleep at the wheel. And we pick up now with section Yud Aleph, paragraph 11. And the Vav Pshuto, Asher Hu Amiti Kemashmo, Shuma Shekore Al Kidei Yisiyah Del Mamash. Aside from the simple level, aside from the Pshuto, which is, as he says, certainly true as well. This is what will happen. To a lazy man's field, and this is what will happen to a lazy man's enterprise. It will become overrun. The Doshibo Chazal Midrash Noah. Chazal saw an additional level. Chazal discovered an additional layer of meaning, additional level of interpretation. He took him. Zel Hashanah, here he comes from the Yalkut Shimon. As the Pasuk says, you should be Ro'eh and Mokeh Chosah. Take this to heart. Hinei Alakul Lekim Shonim. Find it covered with weeds. Shemavakish perish al parsha in a mosque. I try to understand what this topic means, what this parsha and kumish means, what this mission is. Well, I can't find the chat. I have something and I don't know what it means. So what do? Kisu panav charulim. If I choose the path of least resistance, I'm not going to work hard to understand it. What I ought to do is I don't know what it means, so I shouldn't look fair. And had I worked hard in the past, and had I invested myself in my learning, I would be more accepted. Perhaps. I didn't invest myself in the past, and I don't invest myself now. Mitoshal Amobahem, because I haven't worked at it, not in the past, but some people will work their full potential and still not have the capability to develop certain skills. But here I am. I'm trying to take the easy way out, and we'll see there are at least two ways I could have worked harder. All of the hand, I didn't work at it. I'm going to give incorrect stuckin. I'm going to say that which you really tara, I'll call it tame. That which you really tame, call it tara. I'm going to break the fences and the chama built. I'm going to break some of these jabana. I could have worked harder to learn well and thoroughly, work through the shiloh, work through the topic, understand it well. Well, perhaps I could not have. Maybe I don't have the tool to learn better, but then I could also have done the hard work, not of learning, but of being honest and saying, I don't know. Here that I was trying to take the path with least resistance. Not going to exert himself to work the questions through thoroughly, to work the sugya through thoroughly, to work the parsha chumash through thoroughly, and not going to exert himself to have the honesty to say, I'm not sure. Then they just make stuff up. Deny Dim Rabbanan, make up the Pisca Alacha, Porid Gerish Chenonachach. Shlomo HaMelech says this is a severe issue. what does this all mean? Here we turn to paragraph 14. And if you wrote the Atzal, it's not something that comes all at once. In his journey with us through this Medrash, we're going to see it's not only about learning. The learning, it's about learning and about Torah and about accuracy of Torah versus taking a path of least resistance. And also, learning as an example is a metaphor for other enterprises. Let's take a look. Paragraph 14. The negative contribution, the negative impact, ma'aspos doesn't come all at once. Ma'at, step by step, it's incremental, it's gradual. They didn't even notice it first. The negative impact, the negative consequences of the obstacles, of not working hard, not investing myself, they creep up on these goals. At first, I'm just not working. I share a higher role. I'm not going to work quite as hard as I could. I'm going to show up this year. I'm going to show up to finish. I'm going to learn, but I'm not quite as invested as I could have been. I'll show you a month. Not having the sort of night dinner I could have, not having the sort of early morning dinner I could have. So, I'm not going to accomplish really what I could. And then, if they have some halimud, because I haven't learned the extent I should have, later on, if I'm not in it to win it, then I'm going to show up to the base of marriage occasionally. It's not going to make sense to me. If I would just stop there, that's already major pitfall. That's already major cost. Look what my laziness is doing to me. There's all this learning, all these opportunities I could have had, and I'm just sort of flying by. And when I do show up occasionally, it's in the context of laziness. So I break out of that matrix. Even when I do show up, I'll show up. I'm not going to understand. I'm going to show up, but it's not going to be nearly as productive. It gets worse, he says. It's not alone going to be a problem. But Odin is Rata, as we were saying before, is there's going to be this blend of you're trying to have the easy way out. You want to, you don't want to work, you still want to be able to have results. You still want to be able to deliver. I still want to explain this parasha. I still want to explain the parasha. Perhaps I'm explaining it to others. Perhaps I'm supposed to be giving this year. Perhaps I'm supposed to, as someone asks me a question, perhaps someone asks me a shiloh. I'm supposed to write an article. What am I going to do? I could be honest. I'm not qualified. I don't know. But instead, he feels such a pressure to. I need to figure it out, but I need a quick fix. I'm actually going to sit and learn thoroughly. I'm going to end up making stuff up that may be incorrect. I'm falsifying the Torah. I'm destroying truth. I'm inverting it. I'm breaking through all the Gedarim. There's Sofo Kalaya in paragraph 17. There's Sofo Kalaya. Can we spot all parts together? That will end in destruction. Like any other poise here. Mashlomo ve'echte anokhi ashes levi. Now it turns the end of that passage in initially. Because remember, Chazal the Yalkut saw the field increasingly overgrown with weeds, as again, as Rauchal said, the process, the step by step gradual building and compounding of the cost of my apostles. The cost by inaction builds on itself. And then the more overgrowth, Shlomo says, the extra, no cashly be. I took a look and I took it to heart. I said, wow, this is something about me. Forget about the farm. Perhaps even it's not just about learning. Just so don't get whatever I said. I thought about this instance. I thought about this example of the archetype of a person who's just trying to coast. You know, you want to coast? It's a deadening poison. It spreads slowly. Just, you know, not driven, not enthusiastic, not really prompted, drawn to accomplish things, to set goals, to want to be, to want to grow, want to get somewhere. Sometimes in any part of my life, it's just sort of blah. So it's so deadening. It's robbing me of the opportunity to accomplish so much. Ain't close to the cast that I that's the end of the Vahine and Achneroim. Take out a paragraph, Yudcha. Hine and Achneroim, take a look. Deinenu said, let's make it practical. So here we spoke about the farm, spoke about the Beis Medrash. Let's do it everyday life. For any sort of person. Happens so often. I know I need to do it. It's clear to me what I need to do to move myself forward, to save myself from spiritual emptiness, to make sure that I'm accomplishing that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. HaShechovah, loving God, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. Papa Pekin Yoni Seyo. That is, the heroes is there. And yet, I'm not following through. It's not because I lack the hear. It's not because I don't appreciate the significance of my opportunity, of my obligation, of my role. Not to get in the way, just create this atmosphere. Well. I know what I ought to do, and I'm just blah. And we've all been here, we've all done the following paragraph you said. I'll go do X. I'll go to the shir. I'll go to Davin, to the receiver. I'm going to go out to drive for some Kashabas. I'm going to go out to, I'm going to get out of my way to make a phone call to lift someone's spirit. They miss this me to do. Yeah, but fine, but let me take a snack first. Take a look. Kasha, let's face me, basically, you know, it's a hard day to leave. And here he makes a beautiful reference to Shir HaShirim. Kasha, he's putanti chachel b'shena. Yeah, it says, my cool, I've got to have pajamas, I'm going to get dressed again. It's hot, it's cold, rainy, all sorts of things. Shapiha, Stalin, Mala, Mehem. The Shova Amaflosa, and so on, and so on. The mouth of a lazy person is full of. Now, excuses are sometimes valid. But number one is, yeah, they're mulling ahead. Stuff happens. Everyone has, you know, extenuating circumstances sometimes. But if your mouth is full, there's always an explanation, always a reason, always an excuse, and that's the red flag. And he points out number two. Benkach or benkach, whether these excuses are in play or not. They may be legitimate, but still have Torah Munachas, Avodim of Utelis, the Adam Ozeva's girl. Not getting done. Another metaphor, and here's a home improvement metaphor from Kohelet, also from Shalom Aleich, the roof will fall apart, and the roof will drip, because of the laziness of the hands are supposed to be fixed to it. He may have the best of excuses. This is his second point. It's so important to appreciate this. You may have the best of excuses. It's still not getting done. The language I think Tamach Shorin is, you know, the Gemara says that Ones Rahman Apat. A person was in extenuating circumstances. It made a good excuse. The Rahman Apat. If I was honest, no way I could have done the mitzvah. It was beyond circumstances, beyond my control. And I'm also helped because, well, I won't be punished. The halakha won't hold it against me that I violated it. But Achron will say, it's true that, you know, Onus Rahman Apatre, you're off the hook, you're not a fool, but Lot commands Avadami, that is all I accomplished. I'm not liable for the Aveir. I'm not liable for the misfortune done. I'm not a fool. It's beyond my control. But I still don't get the key on it, but the mitzvah remains undone. Not a fault, but neither did I accomplish. That's something to think about. When it's piha tehillim mo'adehem, when it's not just an occasional excuse, I've gotten into this groove, or into this rough, there are always excuses. you may never be at fault. You're also never going to accomplish that way. Now, let's just move back for a moment just to zero in. So maybe we'll close with this. We'll pick up next time a little bit more with some of his analysis of excuseology from paragraph Chachanan. There's more to say in terms of the intertwining of laziness and excuses. Let's just close with zeroing back in paragraph 19 to the one of the examples here given. I mentioned that one of them, I need to eat, need to sleep, which are all could be legitimate things. But the question is it really legitimate or you're just trying to push things off? And the Pashak is Kipanti Chacha Abashana. Right, taking my clothes off, changing the pajamas, so to speak. How can I get redressed? Expanding that a little bit. That is a reference to a very powerful passage in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, according to Malbim, is the ongoing story in five acts of the attempt of a young woman, the Raya, who was in love with a shepherd boy, the Doge, a royal Bashoshanim, but she's taken by the king to his palace to be his wife. She's pining for the shepherd. She's always trying to escape, and first four episodes, she attempts to escape to rejoin the shepherd, only to be drawn back, but this time she successfully escaped. For the Rambam, I believe the Rambam as well, in the 10th track of Hilchos Tshuva, while the Aderech Jirash, Shir HaShirim is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kalal Yisrael as a whole, Aderech Pshat, Shir HaShirim is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an individual person. Pshat is Kutanti Echach HaBashena. In one of the particularly powerful passages in Shir HaShirim, she's lying in bed. Can't find the girl, the Raya, cannot find the boy, she cannot find the Doge. Then there's a knock at the door. She's been waiting for this for years. She came to find her. And you would think this to be she leaping out of bed, she's ready at the door, open up, laying him in, and instead, all of a sudden, like this, and walk. Just, whatever, it's silly excuses. Oh, I'm going to get out of bed, I'm going to dirty my feet, I'm going to have to put my clothing on, it's annoying, it's work, she still lies in bed while the knocking is going on. And then the psukim describes suddenly the knocking stops, and the moment the knocking stops, she realizes, the fool I was, this is what I've been dreaming of for years. And suddenly she leaps out of bed, runs to the door, and he's gone, the way she's missed her opportunity. The Doge came knocking. The Rav Soloveitchik very famously built a drasha, much of one of his most celebrated drashas, Kol Dodi Dofik, around those sukkim, Kol Dodi Dofik. By the Dode, the lover, the mashal for Kodesh Baruch Hu comes knocking on a door. Kodesh Baruch Hu is knocking, are we responding? Or are we, ironically, in a moment of greatest access, just sleep at the wheel? And that's the funny thing. That's the result. As Ramchal said, sometimes it's so clear to us what we need to do, and yet, inexplicably, irrationally, obstacles just sort of takes over. So we're just like frozen. With Hashem, next week we'll pick up at the end of Perek Vav, take a look at some more in the Torah to excuses, excuseology, and then the Kali Prakim is going to talk about practical method for addressing this. But now that I have clarity, how do I develop the intuitiveness? How do I develop the energy to just see the issue, see the opportunity, and go for it? And so we will continue next week. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad to.